Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Daf Yotef. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chesem Adveis, at the first Mishnah on the page, Al Shnei Chadoshim. Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalim Es HaShabbos, Al Nisan, Val Tishrei, Shebehen Ashluchim Yotzim Nesuya, Obehen Hayum Taknim Es HaMoyadais. The Mishnah says that the Shabbos may be profaned for 2 months, Nisan and Tishrei. This is because in those months, messengers travel to Suya, and the festivals are established. And when the temple stood, they would profane Shabbos for all of the months, so that the Rosh Chodesh sacrifice would be brought at the correct time. Whether or not the moon was seen Be'alil, we'll find out, they may profane the Shabbos for it. If Yosi said if it was seen Be'alil, they may not profane the Shabbos for it. It once occurred that more than 40 pairs of witnesses passed on Shabbos, and in Lod, Rabbi Akiva prevented them from continuing. Gamliel sent a message to him saying, if you prevent the multitude from going, you will cause them to stumble in the future, as nobody will come, even when they are they're the only witnesses. The Gemara says, Ma'u ba'lil mefursam. The Gemara says, what's the meaning of the word Ba'alil? Publicly. We see this from the Pasuk that says in Tehillim, in Perkei Beis Pasuk Zayin, like purified silver, clear, Ba'alil means to the world, refines 7 times. Mishnah told of Rabbi Akiva, who prevented more than 40 pairs from continuing, this is because there were more than 40 pairs. But if there was only one pair, he would not have prevented them. Shalach Rabbi Gamliel, in Ma'akev Ates HaRabim, Nimsis Machshon HaAselovi, Nimsis Ma'akev Ates HaRabim, La'asayis Dura Mitzvah, V'chol Ma'akev Ates HaRabim, V'la'asayis Dura Mitzvah, Sorach Nidui. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to him, if you prevent the multitudes from going, you will cause them to stumble in the future. You will prevent the multitudes from performing a mitzvah, and whoever does so, deserves to be excommunicated. Amar Yehuda Hanachdaim, Chas Hashem Lo Nisnadu B'Kiva El Rosh Gader Haya V'Shalach Gamliel Ve'Evirim Rosh Yisai. Rabbi Baker said, heaven forbid, B'Kiva was not excommunicated, it was the governor of Gader who prevented them, and Gamliel removed him from his position. Come to the next Mishnah, Av U'Banoi Shavuah Sakhoidesh, Yelchu Loishim Estalfim, Ve'im Zer El Hashem Yifros Elecha Mehem, Yitztarif Hasheni Im Achel. The Mishnah says that if a father and son saw the new moon, they should both go, not because they can testify together, but because if one of them is found to be invalid, the other one can join together with another witness. And Rav Shimon says a father and son or any other two relatives may testify together about the new moon. Rabbi Yossi said that there was once a case of Tuvia, the doctor, who saw the new moon in Yerushalayim together with his son and his freed slave. The Kehanim accepted him and his son and disqualified his slave. When they came to Beis Din, they accepted him and with his slave and disqualified his son. The Gemara says, Tam Reb Shimon Ketchilasa, Vayema Hashem Moshe Vel Aaron Vachidush Azelachem Resh Chadoshim Vegeimer. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon's reasoning for accepting relatives is because of the first time the testimony was given for the new moon in Egypt, as the Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph and Beis, Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, this month is for you the first of the months. Moshe and Aaron, who were brothers, were the two witnesses to the new moon. Kiblu HaKehanim Oisevez Benai Upasleth Avdei Misham Psul. The Kehanim accepted him and his son and disqualified his slave because of his lack of lineage. When they came to Beis Din, though, they accepted him and his slave and disqualified his son because he was a relative.